Welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are a group of passionate individuals who are coaches and mentors here to help inspire, guide, and support you on your journey of wholeness. We know that the journey of wholeness is a lifelong pursuit, and we are thrilled to join you in your journey. We are passionate about sharing our life lessons, wisdom, and knowledge to help you to transform your life. We focus on teaching principles of truth, supporting you in applying those truths, and helping you to live a life full of joy. Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of The Journey of Wholeness. We are so thrilled to have you with us today. My name is Jackie. I have a good friend of mine, Janice, on here with me today. I am really excited to hear what Janice has to share with us. Janice and I have had many beautiful conversations over the span of many months as she and I have been learning a really neat process of learning how to to find a word that has some meaning to us, and then to actually like slow the word down and start breaking it down into different components so that we can bring a lot more awareness and nuance and understanding to a specific word. You might be thinking, like, why does that even matter, right? Why do we even care about slowing a word down and understanding it better? But I think it just helps us to become a lot more conscious and aware around the language that we're using and the meaning that we're giving to certain words and how it's being used in our back and forth interactions. Why does this even matter? I believe it matters because, especially here at the Journey of Wholeness, one of our core missions is to help empower you to learn how to have better relationships with other people. So learning how to have relationships full of love with yourself. Another one is the relationship that you have with other people. And the third one is the relationship that you have with God. And I believe, and I think all of us here collectively, we believe that language is a really important component of all three of those relationships. So it's just been a really cool process. Janice can share a little bit more about the background story of how this kind of came about. We have a friend in common that has taught us some really neat processes. So anyway, without further ado, I'd really love to hear Janice. I know has been studying some really cool words. So I've asked her to come on and teach us what she's been learning and kind of the process that she's been going through to understand how to break down words and bring some more nuance to it, and so that you can learn potentially how to do the same thing in your own life too. So Janice, love to turn the time over to you and hear what you have to say.
Yeah, thanks, Jackie. Excited to be here and share a little bit more about this process I've been learning. So I guess a little background. I have a really good friend, Wendy, who introduced me to this process of studying words and understanding like what they are, like breaking them down. And I think, like she says, she's like, look at this word as in the state of curiosity as a child, right? So you take a word and you can break it down into little chunks and divide it up and just try to better understand it. And I think as I've begun to do that, it's brought a lot of understanding to me of particular ideas and concepts, and just has brought a lot of depth to, I think, maybe common words. And particularly, like, I don't know if you guys ever have this experience where, like, one word that keeps popping up in your life, you just, like, it's this pattern, like, oh my gosh, like, why is this word still popping up in my life? So for me, like, when that does, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this word and I'm going to break it up. Or if I'm, today I'm going to go through, talk about two words that popped up just within like a Journey of Wholeness meeting. I'm like, what are these words, right? And I'm like, I want to understand what they are, because I feel like they came up intuitively. I'm like, and they're not words that are particularly like in my common vocabulary that I use all the time. I'm like, well, this is interesting. What is my intuition trying to tell me about these words?
So. Cool. I think that's such an interesting component of this whole process that's going to unfold is, I love that you highlighted, right, like as boards just kind of pop up on a regular basis, like that may be a reason to be paying attention to it. So I think that's a really neat aspect and dynamic part of the story. So love that. Thanks for highlighting that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so I want to give you a little background on these two particular words I want to cover today, and then I'll just dive in my process and what came up for me and the wisdom that I'm drawing from this, what I call a deep dive into language or into words. So
cool.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, we were doing a Journey of Wholeness meeting, and a question was posed about how to move forward with Journey of Wholeness or what we need to be doing. And the phrase that came to me was, we need to expound, exhort, and teach principles of truth. And it was one of those, like, that phrase came so, like, just strong, like, there's a really strong impression. And I'm like, expound and exhort, like, what is that? Like, I don't use those words. Like, it's not, like, common in my vocabulary. So I'm like, oh, these are the two words, like, I feel like I need to, like, dive deep into and better understand so that I can know my, I guess, follow my intuition, my, you know, my inner wisdom was like, hey, this is what we need, what you need to do within Journey of Wholeness, but I don't know what that means. And so I'm like, oh, let's understand, just break these words up and what do they mean? And then that can give me guidance of how to move forward with this. So before I begin, like, two resources that I used religiously with this is, there's a book that I have that I actually got from my dear friend. Her name is Wendy. It's called The American Heritage Dictionary of Indo-European Roots. So this word in the very back, it has like a vocabulary list of all these words. And so you can look up the word and then you can take, it will have like a little note of like, hey, look up this three letter word because this is like the root of where this word came from. So then when you go to that word, that is broken down into like, this is what it is in Latin or German or just the older language, like the foundation of what this word is. So use that resource. And then another great app, which is free, is Etymoline, Etymoline. That's the name of the app. And that's beautiful. You can just type the word in and it will break it up down into like the root of the word. So when I go through this process, it's a very intuitive process. So I will look at these two resources and whatever words like stand out to me, I'll just write it down. And then within that process, once all the words are written down, then I'll slow down, I'll look at the words and I'll try to like tune in with my inner wisdom and say, what are these other deeper words trying to teach me about this main word? Does that clarify the process, or any questions come up about that?
I don't know if there's so many questions so much, at least on my end, but I definitely wanted to just make a comment that we will put little links, I think, in the show notes for both of those resources so that people can access those if they would like to. But I think maybe there's more questions that will pop up as you're going through the process, right? As we're kind of following your intuitive process through these two different resources, or just how and why you go through things. So yeah.
Okay. Let me just dive in now then.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Okay, perfect. So the first word I wanted to jump into is exhort, and this is one that I never use. It's not a part of my vocabulary. So it was interesting to dive into this word. And so I started with the book and looked up the word exhort. And the four-letter word that popped up is G-H-E-R. And the words that intuitively stood out to me was to like or want, to yearn, desire, or strive, to urge on or encourage, to rejoice or delight in. And also a few other words, encourage or stimulate. And then that's what stood out to me with the full word exhort. And then I broke up into the first part, which is EX. And once again, going to the book and this app, the words that stood out to me was out and from, upwards and completely, and then out of from within, which is an interesting phrase to me, which I'll talk about. And then once again, as a child, like, okay, I'm breaking this up smaller and smaller. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the word exhort and how else can I break it up? And then I broke it up into ORT and into that smaller section. And ORT actually means the remains of food left from a meal, or in German, it means to eat. And then I'm like, okay, is that the only way I can break up the word? I'm like, nope, I see the word OR in it. So what is that? What stands out to me with that? So with those words, with OR, it's either, else, otherwise, choice between, or alternatives. So here I sit with this list of like all these words that stood out to me. And that's the moment when I like pause. I'm like, okay, like what can my inner wisdom teach me about all these different words to learn about exhort? So so I'm just gonna, I wrote down the inner wisdom that came to me. So this is the beautiful truth that arose for me. So we are to like, want, yearn, desire principles of truth, rejoicing and delighting in them, and encourage especially by cheers and shouts to celebrate with others in principles of truth. And so like, as that came, I'm like, yes, this is journey of fullness, right? Like we want to cheer and delight and celebrate these principles of truth when we understand them ourselves. And then also like for those that are joining us within this group. So, and then another truth that came out to me is to bring out principles of truth from within, to listen to our inner guidance and wisdom. Truth is found within. Way to encourage and celebrate with others and bring in truth out of from within. And that is has been a huge part of my journey, is really learning to listen to my own inner wisdom from within and finding it within. I definitely grew up with this mindset of I need to find my wisdom and my understanding externally, like listening to other authority continually or all the time, or everybody knows better than I do. And heaven forbid, how would I trust myself? Like, I don't know how to do that. I'll just listen to all these other like external voices. And so I love, like I said, I love that phrase out of from within, like that beautiful wisdom that comes like from our own inner self is amazing. And I feel like that is principles of truth that come when we listen to that inner wisdom. So when I saw that phrase, I'm like, oh yes, I love that so much. And one other wisdom or truth that came to me, it was in regards to the German to eat. And that was, we need to eat that which is nourishing to the soul. This food or nourishment will be different for each soul. There are choices and the soul knows what is the best and most desirable, and we can delight in truths that feed the soul. And once again, going back into like, I'm going to trust my inner self that knows like what food to eat. I think what came to me was this visualization of like, you could say like Thanksgiving, right? Like there's this plethora of food and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to choose from. Like it all looks good, right? But you know, you can't eat it all. And so like, what am I going to pick and choose first? And what am I going to actually, I guess like in here, it's like feeding the soul. And so I think once we get back into that place in our lives of like, I'm going to trust my inner self and trust my inner wisdom. Like we know, our soul knows what it needs to be nourished and what to eat and what to partake of, like moment to moment, day to day. And I think my own personal experience was like, oh, I'm not sure what I need or how to do this, you know? And so I think coming back into those, I guess, bite-sized pieces of my soul my inner wisdom will tell me, like, little bits at a time, like, what I'm needing to, like, nourish myself. So, yeah, like I said, that word exhort will now, like, be forever changed in my mind when it comes up. And it's just beautiful, like, what can happen and the depth that can come from just breaking up, being curious about this one word. Like, I guess as I look at the word exhort in the past, I'd be like, oh, that word, interesting, whatever, I'm moving on with life. And now I have all these beautiful golden nuggets of, like, truth that have come to me just by slowing down, sitting with that word and saying, what can I learn from this one word?
Gosh, that's such a cool process, right? To, like, to be so, some cool things that you highlighted in your story, right? It's like, it goes right along with, like, your summary of this, of your study of this word, right? But, like, it was principle based, right? And so, or the principles that I want to pull out from your story is, like, the curiosity at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You just got really curious and it sounded like you kept coming back to the word in multiple rounds, right, of curiosity, of like, what's another thing that could be found in this word, what else can I see in this word, and what does that mean? And so you were just that, with that childlike curiosity, which is such a powerful space of learning. And so I heard that in your story. What a cool component of the story. I already highlighted the intuition process, because it's like nobody was like telling you that this is what this word has to mean, you know, mm-hmm. like you did some curiosity investigative research about the roots of this word. And as you listened to your own inner guide, you had this beautiful knowledge open up to you. And for all of you listeners, like if you're interested in engaging in something similar, obviously Janice referenced a couple of resources that she uses pretty regularly with this process, which are phenomenal resources, but you may find other resources that work better for you, right? And you may not get such immediate and powerful, like, instantaneous wisdom like Janice. Janice has a really beautiful gift in that regard, and so the answers for you may show up a little bit different than how it's being presented to you in Janice's story, and we definitely want to support you in honoring how this unfolds for you, right? Because we're all different. Truth speaks to each one of us very differently. And anyway, so I just wanted to honor that. But I love, and then I guess the last principle that I'm hearing in your beautiful story is that as you do this work, right, with this word, or as you did this work with just the specific word, how much it's impacted your life, right? Like how much you have changed as a result of doing this study on this one word. And anytime that you're going to hear this word in the future, it's not just going to be a word to you. It's going to have like this magic cave of deep wisdom and understanding that's just like singing to you whenever you hear this word. And that's such a beautiful thing, because nobody can take that away from you, mm-hmm. because you've done the work. And that's one of the principles within the journey of wholeness that, for at least from my perspective, that's a difficult principle to highlight to people, like from the outside looking in, right? It's like, because mm-hmm. doing inner work, doing spiritual work, doing personal growth development work can be a little bit difficult to put words to, but I think that this is one of the most powerful principles that is built into the journey of wholeness, that the work that you put in to anything that you do will never be able to be taken away from you, no matter what happens throughout your life, because you have already paid the price to gain that wisdom, to unlock the treasures of that process for you. So anyway, some really powerful, beautiful things. And like, we could spend so much time like breaking down, you know, even more on the words. Like I loved so much of the wisdom that you shared with us about like the words and different components and what they all mean, and then like how it all kind of merged together for you. Like, loved the concept of like the eating and how that connects into the soul and how our souls truly do know what we do need from a day-to-day basis. Because it is, like, I don't know about you, but when I start diving into like books and podcasts and meditations and so many different resources that are out there to help me along my journey, even just my own inner wisdom, it's like, There is so much. I could get fire hosed. But it feels like that Thanksgiving banquet table, right? And it's like, oh my gosh. And how are you supposed to know which thing you need to be eating first or consuming? And but your soul knows. And if you'll listen, it will absolutely guide you to the next thing that you need to be consuming in the appropriate in the appropriate quantities as well, so that you don't overstuff yourself and feel sick because of it. So
Yeah. And
anyway.
I think as you're talking about reading and like devouring like all these like books or podcasts or whatever it is, right? And it's like we can't remember all, but I think those main points that like really stand out to you, it's your inner self saying like, hey, this is important and valuable, and that's why you remember it. Like it's that little bite that your soul's like, yes, this is what I'm needing right now. And so I think sometimes we're like, oh, I read this whole thing and I only remembered this and that, or hardly remembered any of it. And I'm like, yeah, that's okay. I think those are those little bites that your soul's like clings to because it's what it's needing in that moment for growth and expansion. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
So powerful.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I want to clarify, like, just validating for those that begin this process, there are some words that I look up and nothing stands out. I'm like, okay. And so I think like if those that are interested in and begin this journey of breaking down words, there will be moments, there will be words that like nothing, like you read the list of words, you're like, I don't know, nothing's pulling out. So I would just say it's okay. That's very normal. Not everything's going to be this huge expansion of like understanding and wisdom and all the things that will just be like, oh, okay. Like my soul must not need something in depth right now with that. And that's okay. Like we'll just move on and keep looking for other words in life that are standing out to me or that are showing up and yeah, and move on. So
Cool. I think that's a really valid point because I don't do this process as often as you do because I don't have access to the book that you have. And so, anyway, but I think that that's a really important thing to highlight, right? So, because we here, especially at the Journey of Wholeness, we are striving to create a culture and a world where like comparison is not the norm, right? That we're holding space for everybody in their own process and their journey of self-discovery and unfolding of the soul and all these beautiful things. But yeah, if you're coming at this with like, oh my gosh, Janice like has this amazing process and she has this deep wisdom that shows up every time and I am a failure because I can't do it. Like, that is a very unhealthy mindset, and that's the opposite of the culture that we're striving to facilitate with people. And anyway, so it's really, I think it's just really powerful to normalize that not every time that we do this process that like this whole new world unfolds and this magical cave unveils itself to you. So thank you. Thank you for highlighting that.
Yeah, and I guess just my own personal journey, like my friend, like we can just have conversations and just off like her cuff, she'd be like, oh, well, this word is da da da, and you know, I'm gonna break this up right now. You know, like I'm like, oh, I need my books and I need my app and I need this, you know, and that's okay. Like we're both in different places in our journey. And I'm so grateful that she introduced this to me. But I did have moments of like, oh, I'm not getting to the depth of what she did, like I'm not understanding it all, you know, and I think just coming to a place of recognizing, like you said, Jackie, like we're all in a different place and our intuition's going to speak to us differently. Like I feel like her inner wisdom needs that deeper depth and that deeper understanding, and mine's more at this pace in my journey, like where I'm at, it's beautiful and perfect for me.
I
So
love that. I love that. It's an also really powerful principle to honor where you are at and honor where somebody else is at, even if it looks different than where you're currently at. It's such a powerful principle along the healing journey.
Yeah. And that's another beauty of this process. Like, Jackie, you could read these same words and you would come up with something completely different. And so that's one thing that I love about this, that it is listening to and trusting that inner wisdom of what it's there to teach.
Right,
So.
because we're exactly, and I think as we were contemplating creating this podcast together, I think in my mind, I was wanting to highlight and facilitate a conversation around like this process, right? But not come from a space of like, we're teaching you this like this academic, higher, very intellectualized process of breaking down a word and teaching other people, this is what this word means, right? This is much more of a intuitively led, spiritually guided process. And it's a process that, again, I'm highlighting another principle that we teach in the Journey of Wholeness, but there are two different faculties that really govern our inner world, and that's our mind and our heart. The mind is where a lot of our intellectual faculties happen. So this is where our memory is. This is where our reasoning is. There's a bunch of interesting faculties in the mind. And then there's the components of the heart and, you know, different faculties in both, meaning like different functions happen on in mm-hmm. both parts of our inner world. And yet a lot of humans, tell me if I'm wrong, tell me, check in with your humans in your world, but unless they're little children and they haven't learned how to shut off their hearts, but most adults walking around on this planet have shut off their hearts and they are mostly stuck in their brains primarily. And it's where we intellectualize, we overthink. That's where a lot of worries and, you know, mental stimulation happens there. And most of us are not spending much time in our hearts or learning a balanced process of learning to live both with a healthy mindset and an open-hearted space and have balance between the two of those things. And this process that Janice just unfolded for us today helps us to balance both faculties, right? It is a mind process, but it's also a heart process. And meaning like, you know, there were some resources and some books and some like cognitive processes that she walked us through. Like, what does that word mean? And she was curious about it. And, but it wasn't this rigid, like, oh my gosh, like this has to make sense. And, which is more of like a mindset, like if you're only in your head and overthinking about things, she allowed her heart to be open to flow with her wisdom and the knowledge that was coming to her. And that to me is a very balanced approach of using both the mind and the heart to facilitate the learning. So,
yeah, yes. And I think it's very, as I do the process, I think because I'm using the mind and the heart, like it's very nourishing and enriching to be able to combine those two within this process. So,
yeah. And I think that's one of the things, that's one of the end results. When we are balanced in the mind and the heart, it's enriching, it's enlivening, it's edifying. Only good things come from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
All right. So I wanted to dive into like one more word.
Perfect.
And yeah, that word is expound, because those are the two words that came to me, exhort and expound. And once again, like, I feel like I'm a little more familiar with this word than exhort, but yeah, this is interesting as well. So with the word expound, within the book, the things that stood out for me was off, away of, away from, or from. And then as I looked in the app, it said to explain or comment on, to reveal the meaning of. And some other words that stood out to me is add details as to an account or idea, clarify the meaning of, and discourse in a learned way. And then some synonyms were elaborate, enlarge, and expand. And then once again, going back to the word EX, which is interesting that I think both of these words had that at the beginning, which is upwards, completely, deprive of, or without. And the words that stood out to me is upward and completely. So I feel like I looked at those two words, like, oh, principles of truth, they do that. They help us move upwards and complete understanding for us. Like, they become like the foundational root of things, those principles are. So I thought that was interesting, like looking at those two words together. And then I broke down pound, POUND. And obviously, like, we know that's a weight of measurement. And then also in the book, it led to the word bend, which is a protruding point or a possible root. So those are some of the words that stood out to me. And I think even like you as listeners, if you wanted, like, which of those words that I read to you, like, stood out to you? Like, you could pause this and you could say, hey, these words, like, stood out to me. If you needed to, like, rewind and listen to it again. And then you could do that intuitive process yourself, right? Like, these words stood out. Like, I'm going to listen to my inner wisdom. And what is it going to piece together for me within this word? So what my inner wisdom brought from all of that was to expound principles of truth is to add details, to clarify the meaning of, or to enlarge and expand on the principles. And I guess with Journey of Wholeness, we're to help others move upward, bringing them to the possible root, and then expand and enlarge from there. To reveal the meaning of the principle, that is the function. Once the meaning is revealed, then it can be expanded. But the root of the principle must first be revealed and understood, and then it can enlarge. But we must start at the root or the seed of each principle. And so, like, that was very, I think, like, as I looked at that, I'm like, yeah, I kind of, like, your mind already knows that, right? Like, we're going to take the root of something, we're going to grow it and expound on it, right? And so, but I think it was beautiful, I think, even just looking at, like you said, just slowing down and saying, okay, how are we going to expound? Well, we need to know what that root is first. We need to know what the base is, and then we can, like, expound or enlarge from there in that spot. And it was interesting what came to me too. It's like that little seed, right? The principle is that seed. And in order for that to expand and enlarge, like, we need to nourish it, going back to the word exhort, right? Like, with the food, we need to nourish it, we need to take care of it, and then it can expand and enlarge. And I think that's what our inner self is desiring, is that expansion, is that growth. Like, we are always, like, as humans, like, wanting to grow and become better and not just stay in this state of, like, I guess apathy or just sitting, doing nothing, right? Like, I think we have moments of that, right? But deep down, like, our soul's like, no, we need to grow. We need to expand. We need to, like I said, then the last word, we need to move upward, right? And so, yeah, I think as I look at exhort and expound principles of truth, now I can say, oh, now I understand that a little bit more, what those words mean. And then I can sit with my inner wisdom and say, what's the first step I can take in order to help within Journey of Wholeness, myself, those I work with, and others, like, understand these principles of truth in their lives. So.
Gosh, that's so powerful. I know, back up a couple minutes, and you said, as you were describing, mm-hmm. You know, the second word, and you're like, well, the mind kind of already understands that. I'm like, well, I think to one degree, I think we just use these words so often. I mean, maybe not so often. Maybe this is a word that we don't use all the time, right? But I think we just have, like, a social collective understanding of what certain words mean. And so I think that's mm-hmm. where our mind kind of kicks in. And it's like, oh, that's what this word means. But I think what you're teaching us to do is to go beyond what the mind already understands about a word. And I think mm-hmm. it goes back to that principle of childlike curiosity that we've highlighted multiple times through this episode. And how can we be more curious, right? So that we can mm-hmm. bypass that function in the mind of, like, ah, I already know that. Human beings are really, really good. I'm really good at the I know that syndrome. Mm-hmm. But when we're in that space of, like, I already know this, mm-hmm. then we're not learning. Mm-hmm. Those two things can't coincide. Just pay if that challenges you at all, that statement that I just shared, then I challenge you or invite you to pay attention in your life over the next couple of days and check in with yourself. Whenever you hear yourself saying, like, oh, I already know that, ask yourself, am I asking questions? Am I being curious in this space, or am I not? Like, is my curiosity totally turned off? Because I bet you anything that when you catch yourself in that, I know that space, your curiosity is going to be at level zero. because they just don't go hand in hand. And when we're curious, we never have that attitude of like, I already know this, you know? So anyway, so no, I love all the things that you just shared, right? Such beautiful insight and wisdom. And again, like we've said this a couple of different times in a couple of different ways, right? But I want to highlight again and reiterate again that Janice was just helping us to understand like a pattern that has been working for her. And that doesn't mean you have to go through the exact same steps, right? And like your inner guidance and your inner wisdom may lead you in a different direction of wisdom and understanding of these two words specifically, or even just the process, right? So and yeah, like this, the purpose of this was not to be like, we have to copy Janice, we have to do it her way, right? But to highlight a new way of connecting into wisdom. And I think you've done that really beautifully. I guess I have kind of one main question about like the process that you go through. So, because I know everybody has different learning styles, right? And so some people need to kind of be writing stuff down. Other people only need to see things. Other people need to like hear things for the things to click, right? And so as you go through this process, help us to understand, because this is just, this is a podcast, right? And so we aren't seeing the process that you go through, and you're not like showing us the steps necessarily. But like, do you have a piece of paper next to you and you like write the word at the top of the paper, and then like, are you writing things down that stand out to you, or are you just going from book to the app to figure out what stands out for you there? And then you're writing down like kind of the intuitive wisdom that comes to you, or like kind of help us understand what that process looks like for you.
Yeah, that's a great question. I would probably answer that with I'm a pen and pal or a pen and paper kind of gal.
Cool.
So I do have like a notebook in front of me where I write the word down, and then the words that stand out to me, and then break the next word down and write it down. And then I think that's when I step back and look at the words that stood out to me, like all together. And yeah, I wanted to just second what you said, like, this is a process I've been using, and yeah, everybody's process is going to look completely different. And so this could be just like something that you start with and they're like, hey, like I want to tweak and change, or this does not work for me at all, I want to do something else, you know? So do that, like listen to what process works for you and then do that. And so another thought I wanted to share, Jackie, that keeps coming to my mind as you were talking about knowing in our heads. Like when you said that, like my mind went back to elementary school. I don't know if you guys remember, you had the list of vocabulary words, like with the definition, like that whole list was like, oh my gosh, there's this list, right? And then you have a test, like this word, what does it mean? And this word, and what does it mean, right? And so I think when you said that, it was like, oh my gosh, the list of words, right? Like I know this word because I've memorized it. I've passed the test. I know what it is, right?
Yeah.
And so I think this process is saying you mentally know the word. What can your inner wisdom teach you about this word? Because there is power in words. It's how we communicate. It's how we connect with others. Language is how we connect with others. It's how we connect with higher power. It's how we connect with ourselves, right? And so there is so much power in words. And I think sometimes we just spit things out and like, are we mindful of the words we're using? And then, like I said, when we have those patterns or when a particular word keeps coming up, I believe there's a reason for that, you know? And so can we, instead of like the homework list or, you know, memorize these words like intellectually, like can we sit with that word and allow our inner wisdom to teach us the beauty of language?
That is really, really beautiful. I loved the story, right, of like elementary school, because that took me back then too. And I'm like, yep, I remember that. And that's how our world functions, right? It's like, this is what this word means. And I think what you've highlighted for us through this process today, in unfolding these patterns, is such a powerful principle of truth, is that as we go through a process like this and breaking down a word and getting curious about it, letting our intuition guide us, and discovering what we need to discover about a specific word that keeps showing up in your world, What this process does is it actually changes the dynamic of our relationship with that word. And I think that's a thing that we've been dancing around through this whole conversation. I just didn't see it until right now when you shared that beautiful story, because I was like, cool, when I was in elementary school memorizing a list of words, my teacher said this word equals this, because collectively we've all decided that this word equals this. That created one level of relationship for me with that word. And same with all of us. Like, we all have a similar relationship to all these words that we use. But when we do this process, it takes it from just kind of a linear A equals B process, and it brings in a crazy amount of depth into one word. And maybe that is important to you, maybe it's not, I don't know, but every time I've done this, it's only brought amazingly good things into my world. It's kind of like, if you have ever studied anything to do with permaculture, you will be directed down to the microbes in the soil as you're, you know, learning about nature and growing things. And when you start understanding the complex diversity that is in just one square inch of soil with microbes and fungi and all sorts of activity that happens in the soil, your mind is kind of explodes. And I feel like this is kind of what we're highlighting here, right? Because like, before I studied anything about the soil or understood anything about permaculture, I just was like, yeah, you just plant a seed and you water it and it grows and blah, 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 whatever. I didn't think anything about the depth of the soil quality. And now I understand there's so much under the surface that brings amazing power and life to a plant. And I think that's kind of what this process is doing. It's like, it's changing the dynamic of the relationship that we have with a word, and it only brings sustenance and more nurturing abilities for more seeds to be able to grow.
Yes. Yeah, that's a beautiful analogy. And I agree with that completely.
So cool. Well, beautiful. There's probably 1,000 more things that we could pull out from all of this, but I do feel like that's a really powerful summary. If you would love some more support, we're here to support you. We do have an ongoing program that you can come and join. So we'd love to invite you to come check that out at www.thejourneyofwholeness.com. And the information for that program will be on the website there. But Janice, we'd love to thank you profusely and from the bottom of our hearts for sharing your wisdom with us. And I know this hasn't happened overnight for you. This has been a process and a journey for you over many months. And so grateful that you've been able to gather your thoughts and to study this out enough so that you can be in a space where you can teach and share this with other people. My life has been richly blessed as a result of our conversation today, and I hope that this has been really nurturing for you as our listeners. Any last words of wisdom or insight, Janice?
Yeah, I think just coming back to that place again I guess coming back to listening to and trusting your inner wisdom, your inner language. And I think that's the beauty of this process as well. Like, it's helped me to learn to better hear what the way that my inner voice speaks to me, and the way that I can learn like what that voice sounds like, and learn to understand and trust the things that are coming from inside of me more than externally, right? For me, I think I love this process because it invites me into that space. Whenever I do it, like on a more frequent basis than if I'm just like, oh, there's a word, let's move on. But it's like, hey, I'm gonna take this opportunity to like sit with my inner self, listen to the wisdom that comes from her and learn from it, because I feel like she has beautiful, beautiful wisdom to share with me if I'll simply sit still and listen. So, and yeah, I think that's probably my last piece. I just want to say thank you for letting me come. It's been lovely. So thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. Gosh, thank you so much. And I think learning to sit with our inner wisdom and our inner guide and creating a relationship, a deeper relationship with that inner guide, is something that is so desperately needed in our world. So thank you for being an example of how that shows up in at least one aspect of life. And sometimes it's not easy, right, to get into that space, but the price is worth paying. I promise you that. And kind of at the beginning of Janice's story, the thing that I highlighted, right, it's like nobody can take the wisdom that she has gained because she has put in the work. And that applies to each one of us as we do the work to find our inner selves, to find our inner intuition, our inner wisdom, to sit with ourselves and to know ourselves and to discover the beauty that is within. That is something that if you will pay the price to gain, nobody can take that from you. So we really are so grateful for you tuning in all the way until the end of this episode today. We're grateful to have you here. And yeah, thank you so much. And we'll catch you on the next episode. From our hearts to yours, thank you for joining us today on this episode of the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are so grateful for you. We believe in you. If you love more of this great content, please consider subscribing. We'd love to support you even further by you joining our Facebook group community called The Journey of Wholeness, where we talk about principles to help empower and transform your life along your journey of wholeness. You can find out more details at thejourneyofwholeness.com.